We want to thank you for the goodness of God toward us.
主要我们要感谢神的良善对我们来说。
We admit that we are a weak and feeble and sinful people, and yet there's a God in heaven who loves us. We're so thankful.
我们知道我们是一些虚弱的有罪的人，这样呢，我们有一个神在上面呢爱我们，我们非常感恩。
And we rejoice that the Holy Spirit of God has been given to us to teach us.
我们一直的很享受神的圣灵给了我们来教导我们。
And so we pray today that that's exactly what you will do. Don't just teach our heads, Lord. Teach our hearts too, and fill us with your joy and your hope and an enthusiasm to be about your work.
主要我们知道是有这么一天，但是您不仅是教导我们的大脑，也教导我们的心，让我们每个人都在心里知道您的良善和您的喜乐，让您的所有的喜乐充满我们每个人。
We give thanks now and look to you for help this afternoon in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，盼望着您的帮助。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, all right. Let's go to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章。
There are many passages in the scripture that you would read and that you would love and memorize.
这一章里有很多那些段落呢，你会读，你会爱。
Some you like because they are full of instruction.
因为这里你如果有些中的经文你是喜欢的，因为它是充满了那种指导性的。
Some are full of warning, and we would study them in great detail.
有些呢充满了警告，所以我们一直要学习学习里面的一些细节。
Some verses of scripture are full of devotion to the Lord, and we would study them just because we would learn about the love of our God.
因为有些呢充满了向我们神的那种奉献和爱，这样我们学呢，我们学到神对我们的爱。
And others are passages that we rejoice in just because they are so exciting and wonderful and they fill us with so much hope.
那其他的呢我们也要学习呢，是因为它这里面也充满了很多奇妙的一些喜乐，让我们对我们所有的盼望充满了喜乐，充满希望。
And these verses that we're going to consider this afternoon from 1 Thessalonians 4, they're just exciting verses, and they fill us with hope and joy and anticipation.
因为这里实际上呢我们今天要学的这几节经文呢就是在这里充满了喜乐和盼望，让我们有太多的盼望和期待。
And so we're going to read now from verses 13 down to the end of the chapter, 13 through 18, then we'll go back and look at them one line at a time, but wonderful verses.So Roy, could you read it first in Chinese, then I will read it in English, then we'll consider them.
Yeah. 所以我们现在呢，我先用中文给大家把《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章三到十八节读一下，然后二者再来解释《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章第十三节。论到睡了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着的还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已睡了的人之先。第十六节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。第十七节，以后我们这活着还存留 人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。第十八节，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Alright, so verse 13 then, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede or go before those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so will we be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. So, many that we know in the Christian life do that very thing. And there is a word in the Greek language called Maranatha. And Maranatha simply means the Lord is living and the Lord is coming. And many people in the Greek world at the time of the Gospels, many people even today use the word Maranatha as an encouragement, as a word of excitement. And we sometimes end a conversation with somebody by saying, the Lord bless you, Maranatha. And that means the Lord bless you, but remember, he is alive and he is coming soon to take us. And frankly, that is very encouraging.
所以呢，我们这几句经文呢，对我们来说是基督徒来说是非常我们该感到鼓励的。我们经常用这些经文互相鼓励对方。所以现在呢，实际上在这里面，在圣经里面有一个希腊文，希腊文的名字字的意思叫 Maranatha。Maranatha 意思是主现在活着，他必再来，他一定会来接我们。所以我们通常呢，我们基督徒都是这样去盼望，这样去互相鼓励。当我们每次道别的时候，我们都说神赐福给你，主赐福给你，然后再加一句 Maranatha， 就说主活着，他必再来。
All right, so again, my apologies to Roy for going on and on.
Yeah,
I'll learn eventually.
Okay.
It's exciting. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to take us to heaven.
你非常令人兴奋，主耶稣基督准备要把我们带到天堂去。
When I was a little boy, they used to tell me that Christmas was only a few days away. I got excited.
当我还是个小男孩的时候呢，人们告诉我还有几天就要过圣诞节了，我就感到非常兴奋。
Then they used to tell me that there's only a few more days of school before we get to summer holidays.And I was even more excited.
因为在我们要放暑假之前呢，他们说是还有几天学校就要结束了，我就更感到兴奋了。
Jesus is coming soon, and we say yippee! That's marvelous. Jesus is coming soon.
所以主耶稣基督很快要来，我们就说 yippee， 这个很快，主耶稣很快要来。
Let's go back to verse 13 and look at the details. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep.
所以呢，我们回到第十三节看看细节，就是弟兄们论到睡了的人。
Who's this written to?
这写给谁的呢？
Brothers.
弟兄们呢？
Is it written to non-Christians? No. Okay, remember, especially in the book of 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, it's clear God makes a distinction between the Christian and the non-Christian.
这里呢，大家记住一点，在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》《帖撒罗尼迦后书》的里面呢，神把非基督徒和基督徒区别开了。And
here clearly he's talking to the Christians. They're the ones who wait for the Lord Jesus Christ to take them to heaven.
这里很明显的就传达那些基督徒，他们是那一批人等待着主耶稣基督来把他们带到天堂。
He says, I don't want you to be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep.
这时呢,我不愿你们不知道那些已经睡了的人。
Who are those who have fallen asleep?
谁是那些睡了的人呢?
And the answer is Christians who have already died.
答案是那些已经死了的基督徒们。
What's the difference between death and sleep?
那睡和死有什么区别呢?
If you fall asleep, you're going to wake up.
如果你睡了,你会醒来。
But in the normal sense of things, if you're dead, you're not going to wake up.
但是从常识来看呢,如果你死了,你就不会再醒。And
the fact is that the Christian rejoices in the Lord because those of his family, those his brothers and sisters that he loves who have died, all that is said about them is they have fallen asleep.
因为那些基督徒们大家庭里有这样的喜乐，因为那些所有的弟兄姊妹们主爱的，他们所有的人死了的人都是睡了。Okay,
my mother and father, our mother and father died several years ago. We don't really worry about that very much.
所以呢，他和罗曼的父亲母亲呢，很多年前死了，他们根本就不担心那些。They
haven't gone forever. They've just fallen asleep.
他们并没有永远的离去，他们只是睡了。There's
only two things that can happen.
这两件事可能发生。One
is that we also will fall asleep and we'll join them.
一件呢，就是我们也睡了，然后跟他们在一起。Or
that the Lord Jesus Christ will come back at the time of the rapture and we will join them then.
所以呢，也是在 主耶稣基督来的时候，在那个教会被提来的时候，我们和他们能够一起见面。It's
a thrilling thing that when the Lord Jesus, sorry, when the Bible talks about the death of the Christian, the phrase that is used is he has fallen asleep.
这是一件非常神奇的事，在圣经里谈到那些死了的人来说，他是睡了。
All right, so you keep your eye on that. That phrase is going to be repeated and repeated and repeated in this context. The person, the Christian who died and is buried is not dead. His soul is in heaven and his body is just sleeping. God will revive it. He's going to go up to heaven.
大家一直要眼睛注意到这个上面，这个就是说，他会不断的重复，就是睡了，睡了，睡了。那些是在主里的基督徒呢，他们死了以后呢，他们虽然被埋了，但他们的灵魂去了天堂，他们终究有一天，他们的身体只是睡了，神要把他们的身体复苏和神永远在一起。And
so we don't grieve like the rest of people over dead people, because the fact is, those of us who know the Lord Jesus, we go to heaven, we have hope regarding them as well as ourselves.
因为我们不像世界上的那些人，他们家里人死了后那么悲伤，因为我们有这么一个盼望，有这么一个希望，当我们最后死了以后，我们最终会在天上相见。
And the logic flow concluding that is verse 14 we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Therefore, we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
这个逻辑是在第十四节里，我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，神也必将他们与耶稣一同带来。
Since Jesus died and rose again, it's only logical, proper, and certain that we who die will rise again.
因为主耶稣基督死而复活，所以呢，这个逻辑和肯定的、确定的就是我们死了以后呢，也会复活。
What's the reason Jesus died?
那主耶稣基督死的原因是什么呢？
There's only one reason Jesus died, and that is to forgive you and me.
只有一个原因，主耶稣为我们而死，就是饶恕你我。
And then he rose again. What's that prove?
所以呢，他复活了，这个证明什么？
It proves that his sacrifice on our behalf was successful.
这个呢，证明他在我们为我们所做的献祭是被神悦了。
And because Jesus rose, then he died to save us, we will rise.
因为主耶稣基督复活了，他死了救我们，所以我们也能复活。
The guarantee that Jesus is coming back for me is the fact that he rose from the dead, he paid the price, and death could not hold him, and therefore death cannot hold me.
保证要来的那个原因呢，就是主耶稣为我们而死，死亡呢，拿不住他，所以死亡也拿不住我们。But
it's interesting that he doesn't say, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus all those who have died.
因为这里非常简单的讲呢，就是神也必将他们，和主耶稣基督一起死的人一同带来。It's
only those who are asleep in Jesus who have this hope. They will rise again because they are in Jesus.
所以呢，只有那些在主耶稣基督里死的人才有这样的希望，因为他们相信主耶稣基督，他们在主耶稣基督里面。It's
a very strange phrase, in Jesus.
所以这是一个非常陌生的词，就是说在耶稣里面。
Verse 16 concludes, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
所以呢，这里呢，第十五节呢，就是确认了，在那个主耶稣基督死了的人会先复活。Chapter
1, verse 1, what's it read?
所以第一章第一节写的是什么？
Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，保罗、希拉、提摩太写信给提斯罗尼迦，在父神和主耶稣基督里。That's
the same introduction that you get in 2 Thessalonians.
也在《帖撒罗尼迦后书》有同样的介绍。And
to the best of my knowledge, it's the only one of the epistles where you get that phrase, in Christ Jesus, in God.
因为，据我所知，这是仅有的两封信里写，这是在主耶稣基督里面，在父神里面。And
I think one of the reasons that it's there is to prove our position. Is God dead?
所以呢，在这，我认为唯一的原因呢，就是来证明我们现在的位置。那神死了吗？
And the answer is no. Is Jesus dead?
这答案是没有。那主耶稣基督死了吗？
The answer is no.
答案也是没有。Therefore,
those who've already died in the body, are they dead if they're in Jesus?
所以呢，这样的话呢，那些已经身体死了的人，如果他们在主耶稣基督里面，他们死了吗？
The answer is no. If I'm in Jesus, I'm just as much alive as he is.
当然是没有，因为我如果在主耶稣基督里面，我就跟他一样是活着的。
Now that's hard to understand, but it's delightfully true.
那个是非常能够理解的，但是呢，确实是一个很令人高兴的真理。
And then Paul goes on in verse 15 and says, according to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep.
然后在第十五节里说，我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事，我们这活着的还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已睡了的人之先。
So, the whole truth here is that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back for his Christians, but he's going to take the dead in Christ first. Those who've died, they are going to rise. God is not going to forget those who've already died.
这个整个的真理是这样的，主耶稣基督他一定会来。他来了，先是把那些在主里已经死了的基督徒把他们提起来，神是不会忘记那些死了的基督徒的。
And then verse 16 gives us the mechanism. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God.And the dead in Christ will rise first.
所以呢，第十六节继续给我们这样的，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死的人必先复活。
Now, if you're like me, you try to figure out the mechanics of all this. How is it going to work?
所以呢，如果你像我这样的人，就是。去机械的去想，就是这些东西它是怎么工作的呢？
And the answer is, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come down out of heaven in a bodily presence, and he is going to give a loud command.
这个答案呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他会从天堂里下来，在那个云里。带着身体给我们发布命令。
So you remember the story in Acts chapter 9 of how Paul, the apostle Saul of Tarsus, was spoken to by the Lord.
现在这个呢，你在使徒行传里你可以看到这一章，当时的那个扫罗就是保罗，他是怎样。主在天上跟他讲话的，主耶稣基督。
It was just about noon one day, as Paul was going to Damascus, that the Lord came to him with a loud command and said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
于是这那天呢，正是正午，正午的时候呢，那个保罗他是去大马士革的路上。他的正走的时候呢，在天上呢，主下来了，主从天上显现，用很大的声音跟他说话，说啊，扫罗，扫罗，为什么你迫害我
？Now the Lord is going to come down from heaven again, same way as he did with Saul. Only this time, instead of saying Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He's going to say Harold, Harold, come home.
因为这个呢，跟当时扫罗的情况是一样的。主耶稣基督会在天上来说呢，也会再次来在天上，但是这次他不会说扫罗，扫罗，为什么你迫害我？他会说 Harold, Harold, 回家。
Okay, frankly, I'm looking forward to that.
这很坦率的说，我非常盼望那一天。
What a wonderful day that will be!
这多么美丽的一天！
What do you think I'm going to say?
你认为我该说什么呢?
Do you think I'm going to say, not now, Lord, I'm busy?
你会说现在不现在不是现在我现在有点忙。
No. When he calls with a shout, and I believe he's going to call us each individually.
现在当主耶稣基督喊我们的时候呢，我认为他会喊我们每一个人单独的喊。
And we're going to say, hallelujah, And we're going to be out of there just like that in a twinkling of an eye.
因为我们都会说啊，哈利路亚，赞美主，就像眨眼之间，我们就会在天上。
Now I don't know if you do it, but I keep on telling the people that I have dreams. I often dream things.
因为我知道，我不知道你们怎么想，经常呢，我就得跟人讲我的梦，我经常做梦。
My father died about 40 years ago.
因为他父亲四十年前死了。
I still dream about him calling me.
他仍然呢，梦中听到他父亲叫他。
And I will wake up in the night and I will say to myself, wow, that was so much my father's voice. And in a loving way, he would say, Harold, I have to waken myself to make sure that he really hadn't called me. It was so clear a call.
因为他经常就在梦中的醒来听到了他的父亲就是叫他，带着爱的那么叫他，所以他必须醒来以后来确定不是他的父亲在叫他，但是在梦中他父亲是很清晰的在叫他。
All that is just a dream, a very disappointing dream, because he really didn't call, and it's not him, and he's not there, and I'm all alone in the night, he's not with me.
因为这个呢，所有的那些时候都是很让我失望的，因为只是一个梦，他的父亲不在那里，他也没叫他，所以在半夜呢，只是他一个人孤单的在那里。
I believe it's going to be just as affectionate a call as the ones that I dream about from my father.
因为我认为呢，就像那个声音，就像我在梦中听到我父亲叫我的那个声音。
And it's going to be loud.
但是会非常的大声。
I'm not sure who all's going to hear it.
我不确定，不是说所有的人都能听到。
It may be that it won't be just Christians who will hear the noise.
所以呢，有可能只有基督徒才能听到那样的大的声音。
You remember that on the road to Damascus, when God spoke through Jesus Christ to Saul, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecute me? And the others who were with him heard the noise. They didn't hear the clarity of speech, but they knew something was happening.
因为大家记得当时那个扫罗在路上的时候，神通过主耶稣基督显现给扫罗说话的时候，其他的跟扫罗一起的那些人呢，他们只听到了一些轰隆的噪音，他们并没有清楚的听到主耶稣基督跟扫罗说什么。
They saw the light, and they ended up on the ground, and they heard the sound.
因为他们看见了光，然后他们最后就伏在地上，他们也听到了那些响声。
One of the most amazing things of that story is that Saul was the only one who became a Christian that day.
非常神奇的一件事呢，就是扫罗就是仅有的一个在那一天成为基督徒的。
What on earth was the matter with the rest of those guys?
在地球上那些其他的那些人发生了什么事情？
How could they be so insensitive to the miraculous revelation of God, the Lord Jesus, to Saul and not to them? Why didn't they say, me too? I want to trust the Savior.
他们那些人为什么会如此的不敏感？当他们听到神跟那个神扫罗说话的时候，他们心里为什么不去想一想，为什么神不像对扫罗说话那样对我说话呢？
And I'm not sure. I can't understand it. I do know this, that when I heard as a boy, when I heard that the rapture was there and that those who trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, they would go up to be with him, I said, I want to go too. And I asked the Lord Jesus to be my Savior.
所以我不知道他们那些人怎么想，但是我是这样想的。当我还是一个小男孩的时候呢，我听到那些人说大人说，主耶稣基督会再来把他们带到天堂的时候，我说我也想去。在那一天，我信了主耶稣基督。
So I'm not sure all that's going to take place, but I do know that every Christian is going to hear the voice, those who are alive and those who've died in Christ, and they're all going to be going up to heaven.
现在我不确定是什么样的一个事情，但是一定会发生的事情呢，所有的基督徒，那些死了的、活着的，都能会听到这样的声音，然后他们会都一起去天堂。
Now the next thing is that they're going to hear the voice of the archangel.
另外一件事呢，他们也会听到天使长的声音。
What's the significance of the fact that the archangel is going to be coming with the Lord Jesus and his voice will be heard as well?
那这里有什么样的意义呢？那些天使长呢？ 他们会不会主耶稣基督一来，我们也能听到他们的声音呢？
Who is the archangel?
谁是天使长？
Well, he's the angel boss, isn't he?
他们是那些天使们的老板。
He's the one who's in charge.
他是那管事的。
Why is he going to be there?
为什么他们会在那里呢？
Well, I think he's going to be there because the devil and the other demons are probably going to say, you're not going to take all these people to heaven. We're going to stop it. The archangel is going to be there and he says, no, you're not going to stop it.
那个天使长会在那里，他跟那个魔鬼说，你阻止不了。
There is nobody. There is no force, there is no demonic power that's going to keep me from going up to meet Jesus.
所以在那个时候没有任何的地上的力量，也没有任何邪恶的力量，也没有任何其他的力量能阻止主耶稣基督把我们带到天上去。
And all the angelic force of heaven is going to be there on my defense to make sure that there's an entrance way through whatever opposition might be. I get to go up to meet him and the angels are going to be there to fight off the demons so that I can go up.
所以呢，所有的天军呢，都会在那里去跟那些魔鬼斗争战斗，保证有一条通道上我，从那个通道里一直上到天上去，跟我们的主耶稣基督相会。
Am I going to get through?
所以我能通过去吗?
And the answer is yes.
答案当然是的。
I heard the story the other day about a man who was driving a week ago, Friday, I think, driving through a bad snowstorm in northern Quebec.
现在我听到一个故事，就是上个星期五，有一个人在北魁北克，他去开车通过一个风暴的时候。He
doesn't speak French, and he was in northern Quebec, and there was almost no traffic on the road, and he was all alone, and I think he was scared.
那这个人他不讲法语，他是在北魁北克的那个路上。 根本就没有其他的车，就他一个人在开。我认为他当时很害怕。
It was the middle of the night, and he prayed, and he said, Lord, would you please protect me, make sure that I get to my destination okay?
那是在半夜，然后他开始祷告，他说，主啊，求您让我安全地到达目的地，保护我。
And the Lord did protect him, and he got there, and everything is well.
现在主真的保护了他，所以他到那里一切都没有问题。
Now the same thing's going to happen for us We're going to be called. The Lord will call us and he's going to take us through whatever there may be between us and him. The Lord is going to get us through. The archangel and all the angelic hosts of heaven are going to ensure that we get to go up. It's not going to be a bad journey.
这些事情也会发生在我们身上，在那一天呢，主会保护我们，主会给我们开辟一条路，所有的天军呢，都在那里会保护我们，阻止所有的那些邪恶的力量，想阻止我们上天堂的那些力量，我们可以非常安全的通过这个上到上面跟主耶稣基督相会。
It's all going to happen on the trumpet call of God. The trumpet is going to go, and the trumpet will sound, and the Christians were going up to heaven.
这所有的一切都是神的号会吹响，神的号会吹响呢，咚咚咚咚咚咚，然后我们所有的人都会听见那个号声，都去了天堂。
Okay, very interesting. When armies move, it's a trumpet that gives the call to get going.
非常有趣的是，当军队行军的时候呢，当吹响号的时候，那个号角就呼叫他们跟着一起往前走。
That's the way it was when the children of Israel were traveling through the wilderness. The trumpet blew, and they all began to march.
这就是在旷野里发生在以色列人身上的，当号角吹响的时候，他们就开始行军。They
were going to the promised land. We're going to God's promised land. And the trumpet will sound and away we go.
因为实际上他们是去应许之地，我们是也被神呼召去神的应许之地。当号角吹响的时候，我们开始往前冲。
When we were little children, we used to go for summer vacation to the west, to the Sunshine Coast. And we used to go not by car, we used to go by boat from downtown Vancouver up through the Lions Gate Bridge and on.
那我们还是个小男孩说我们放暑假，我们经常去阳光海岸。 我们去阳光海岸，那不是开车去，而是开船去。我们在那个downtown里开船，所有的通过那个海峡，一直开到阳光海岸去。
And we'd get on the boat, and we'd say, "When's the boat gonna go? When's the boat gonna go?" And then all of a sudden we'd hear, "Nah!" And the horn would go on the boat, and we would say, "Okay, we're going now. The whistle has sounded."
因为我们当我们上船的时候，我们说船什么时候开？当我们听到咚的一响的时候，我们说哎，这个号角已经吹响了，所以船要开了。Okay,
it's going to be a big deal day.
这是一个很大的一个日子。What
a thrill it's going to be when we get to go to heaven.
这是多么刺激的一件事，当我们要去天堂的时候。Now
who's going to go first?
是谁先去呢？
And the answer is the graves are going to open, and out of the graves are going to come the bodies of those who've already died. And I'm not sure precisely how it's going to happen, but there's a place in Vancouver near 41st and Fraser. And there's just some grass there in this graveyard. And underneath that grass are the bodies of many members of our family.
因为我不确切那个到底是什么发生的，但是在温哥华呢，飞沙街和41街那里有个墓地，那个墓地上面全长的草。
And I'm not sure how God's going to get those bodies out. I can't prove this, I like to think that when he brings them out, there's going to be a bit of an explosion and the dirt's going to go all up and there'll be a big hole there and my family's going to be gone.
我不知道那个事情会怎么发生啊，我只是猜测一下，不能证明。我想呢，当时会有一个爆炸，爆炸以后呢，砰的全打开了，然后那地下有个大洞，然后我家里的所有的人都上去了，跟那个父神在一起。
My mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, my uncles, my aunts, my cousins.
所以他爸爸、他妈妈、他爷爷、他奶奶、他叔叔、他姑姑、他的所有的表兄表弟们，所有的都上去。
That going to be a good day?
这是一个好的一天吗？
And I'm not sure who's going to hear the sound. And I'm not sure who's all going to see the hole in the ground. But I think that God is going to give them one more witness that he was their God. That they were his children. What a wonderful day.
因为我不确定谁能听到，我也不确定谁能看到那个大洞，但是我知道有一天神会给我们最更多的一个证据，说他是我们的神，我们是他的孩子们，这是多么美丽的一天。
The Bible doesn't say that they will be believed because they see that or hear that.
因为圣经并不是说呢，他们要看到那些，他们才能相信。
But I believe that God will not leave them without witness.
因为我相信神不会就是说把他们带走，没有在没有证人的情况下。
And it isn't just that there's going to be a lot of graves that are empty.
那并不是说只是说那些很多的坟墓会空掉。
There'll be a lot of people who won't be reporting to work the next morning.
所以呢，有很多人呢，他第二天都不会去上班。
There'll be a lot of homes that are empty.
所以呢，有很多东西那个家里也会空了。
There'll be probably a lot of cars on the road that are smashed up because the driver is gone.
因为也可能很多在路上的车子互相相撞，因为车里的司机已经不在了。
Jesus is coming back.And it's going to be a big deal.
主耶稣基督会再来，这是一个很大的一件事。
But it's very interesting. Well, I better keep reading. Where are we? Verse number 16. The dead in Christ will rise first. That's the first thing. The dead are going up. Then verse 17. After that, we who are still alive.And are left. We will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
第十六节说的死的先复活，第十七节说以后我们这活着存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。
Okay. Paul figured that he was going to be one of them. He was anticipating that the Lord was going to come in his lifetime.
所以呢，保罗认为呢，他可能是那一批活着的人。他认为呢，神会在他活着的时候会再来。
Down through the centuries, every group of believers has said, "Lord, we hope, we want, we expect that you'll come in our lifetime."
所以多少年以来，那些很多的基督徒呢，都会那样去说：“主啊，我们希望，我们盼望。”在我们活着的时候，您会再来。
And the Lord has delayed his coming in order that there would be others who could join us.
因为主耶稣基督呢延时了他的到来，这样呢，其他的很多其他的人也可能加入我们。
Is this worth getting exciting about?
这个世界让你感到兴奋吗？
You can understand why we like to preach the gospel, can't you?
所以呢，你就可以那个理解为什么我们要去在传圣经。
There are no stories like this other than this. You can go to all kinds of movies. You can hear all kinds of ideas. Nothing beats this. The line says, we will be caught up with them in the clouds. I'm not sure how that's going to happen. From all over the world, we're all going to go, we're going to meet the Lord in the air, we'll be caught up into the clouds.
因为我不确定那个到底是怎么发生的，整个世界上所有的基督徒呢，所有都会在天上去，都会在云里和主耶稣基督相会。
I'm not sure whether the people who are on the earth and don't go to heaven will actually see the bodies and the living go up. Quite possible they will.
因为我也不是很确定，当时留在地球上的人呢，他们可以看到。
But they won't see much more because we're going to go in the clouds and beyond the clouds, they won't see what's happening. We'll see what's happening. We'll know what's going on. But if they hadn't trusted the Lord as their Savior, they're going to go up and then it'll be a cloud and they won't know what's gone beyond.
因为我认为这些不信的人呢，他们看不到什么东西，因为他们这我们所有人会提到云里，他们我们上的云呢，他们就什么也看不见，他们不信。
And we're going to meet the Lord in the air.
因为我们会在空中与主相遇。Okay,
and we don't know what that's going to be like. I told you that I spent a day many years ago sitting on the Mount of Olives just beside the city of Jerusalem. I looked up into the sky and I said to myself, Harold, if the Lord Jesus Christ were to come today, you go right up from here.
因为我不知道这件事情到底是怎么样，但是很多年前当我坐在那个橄榄山上看着耶路撒冷城的时候，我对着天说，我说主啊， 现在啊，如果您来接我，我现在马上就会上到空中去了。The
church will go up from everywhere, all over the world, from every tribe, every kindred, every nation, all over the world. We're going to go meet the Lord in the air. Frankly, there's going to be a lot of people there.
实际上呢，在那个一天呢，整个世界，在世界各地的基督徒都会到天上去。 任何一个国家，任何一个部落，任何一个说话世界，任何一个角落的基督徒都会在上面，到空中与主相会。但是我认为当时那里会有很多的人。And
what's going to happen after that?
那之后会发生什么呢？
Well, the verse says, and so we will be with the Lord forever.
所以这一节经文说呢，我们就要和主永远同在。
Is that kind of nice?
这是很好的吗?
Yeah.
是。
And the little boy says, Daddy, what are we going to do on the weekend?
小男孩说，爸爸，周末我们做什么?
And Daddy says, okay, we're going to go fishing.
那个父亲说，我们会去钓鱼。
And the little boy says, well, Daddy, that's really good. What's fishing?
父亲说，那个儿子说，很好，爸爸，但是我们钓什么呢？
Daddy says, well, you go, we're gonna catch a fish and you can have it for supper.
那父亲说呢，我们会钓上来的鱼，你可以做晚餐。
And the little boy says, how are we gonna do that?
这个小男孩说，我们怎么做呢？
Daddy says, quit worrying. We're gonna have a good time. You just relax. It's gonna be a good time.
那个父亲说呢，你不用担心，我们会在一起有一段很美好的时光，你会去享受的。We
get to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Do you think it's going to be a good time?
我们要和主耶稣基督永远同在，你认为那是一个美好的时光吗？
He's been planning this day for a long time.
主耶稣基督在计划这一天，计划了很久。
I'll tell you the truth, he's looking forward to it a whole lot more than you are.
现在我告诉你一个真理，就是主耶稣基督想要更多的像你我这样的。
What a wonderful day. What a wonderful hope.
多么奇妙的一天，多么奇妙的一个盼望。
There are people who say, you know, there must be something after death, but we hope it's going to be nothing.
有些人说呢, 在死亡之后可能会发生一些事情，但是我们希望什么都没有。
God says, no, 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 you got it all wrong. What I've got planned is marvelous for me, and it's marvelous for you, and we get to enjoy it together.
神说呢，不不不不，这个啊，我要做的一件事呢，是极其神奇的，对我来说，对你们来说也是极其神奇的，我们最后要永远在一起。
And so you speak to people who don't believe in the Lord Jesus, and you say, what do you think of that?
那你去跟那些不相信主耶稣基督的人说，你怎么看这？
And they say, well, it's too good to be true.
他们说太好了，以至于我不能相信。
And you say, no, you got it all wrong.
你说你
It is good, but it's true. And we know it's true because everything else we know about God is true. Everything we know about Jesus is true. We can't find him lying anywhere. If he didn't lie about the past, if he doesn't lie about the present, why would you expect him to lie about the future?
因为我们会那些人说你大错特错了，我们所讲的这些是太好了，所以都是真的。 在我们在圣经里讲到的，我们在神所有的一切都是真的，我们的主所有一切都是真的。如果他在过去讲的都是真的，现在讲的都是真的，为什么要对将来撒谎呢？
All right, now, just I want you to note one thing. How do we know this is happening when we are there? What is going to be the evidence that we know something's happening?
那下面就是一个问题，你怎么知道啊？我们会在那里？你怎么知道会发生什么？有什么样的证据来证明我们知道将来在那里要发生什么
？Answer is we're going to hear it.
这答案,
we're going to hear the call of the Lord Jesus. We're going to hear the voice of the archangel. We're going to hear the trumpet of God. The call to the Christian. At the rapture is a call through the ear gate.
这个呢，是我们能够听到的。我们听到的什么呢？我们首先能够听到主耶稣基督呼叫我们呢。再一个能听到神的号角，再一个听到那个天使长的声音。所以我们所有的啊，所有的一切都是从我们这个耳朵里面听来的。That
doesn't surprise you. We're here. We love the Lord Jesus because of the Word of God. We didn't see the Word of God. We heard the Word of God.
这个不会让你感到奇怪，因为我们在这里，我们都是听到的声音，神的声音，听到的神的话，我们不会看到神的话，我们是听到的。Our
response has been, we've heard the voice of God. We've heard the Spirit of God calling us. It's all through the ear gate, through the belief gate. We haven't seen it with our eyes, and we won't see it until we get beyond the clouds, and then we're going to see Jesus. But it's all the hearing.
现在我们所有的人呢，都是那个圣灵的呼叫，是那个神的呼叫。我们所有的人都通过呼叫呢，就相信了，都是我们听到的和相信的，我们都是现在看不见的。但是当我们到那个云端上的时候，
我们就可以看见所有我们相信的东西。Now you read a lot in the Bible about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the lines is, and every eye will see him.
因为你看到了很多很多，在圣经里有很多句都是讲主耶稣再来的事情。那有一句是说，很多眼睛都可以看到他。Will
every eye see what's happening here in First Thessalonians chapter 4?
因为在这个《帖撒罗尼前书》第四章的这里，每一个眼睛都能看到主吗？No,
Jesus is going to be beyond the clouds.
怎么看不见？因为主耶稣就是在云上。Therefore,
we conclude that there are going to be two revelations of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first one is he comes to the air for his saints, and the ear will hear and they will rise.
这样呢，我们得出那两个结，得出这样一个结论，主耶稣基督呢，他首先他会在哪？在呢，他在云里，然后他会呼叫我们他的圣徒，然后我们所有圣徒都会听到他的呼叫，然后就上去。
Those who believe will go.
你信的人会上去。
Now the opposite is true. When Jesus comes later, he will come with his saints. We go up, we're married to him. We come down. When he comes down to the world, we come down with him.
所以呢，另外一个呢，就是这个世界上所有人都会看见主耶稣基督，看见主耶稣基督，因为我们上去了。 我们上去和主耶稣基督结婚了，结婚了以后呢，我们会和主耶稣基督一起再来。但是我们和他一起再来的地上人就看见我们。
On that occasion, every eye will see him.
在那个情况下，就是每一双眼都能看见。
On that occasion, he will come as lightning in the world from one end of the sky to the other. It's going to be the eye gate. That will know that Jesus has come.
你在那个一天呢，这边地球地极的这边会闪电，那边会闪电，在这样一个方式上，是我们通过眼睛这个门看到主的。
Many years ago, I had to drive from Vancouver to the mountains near Banff in Alberta.
所以很多年前呢，他必须开车从温哥华。
I arrived at my destination about 11 or 11:30 at night, but the last hour was through a mountain road, a winding rocky mountain road in the middle of a terrible rainstorm.
到11点半之间，当时呢，开在那个盘旋的路上，是在一个暴风雨的晚上。
I didn't know where I was.
我不知道我在哪里呢。Until
the thunder and lightning hit.
直到那个闪电出现，雷电。It
was kind of scary because the thunder and lightning came almost at the same time.
因为这个有点让人害怕，因为雷声和闪电几乎是同一时间出现的。But
when it came, I could see all around me the lightning so bright that I could see the mountains, I could see the trees, that the whole sky lit up just for a flash of a second, and back again it went. But I could see at that lightning at that point in time.
那实际上呢，当时的闪电它是非常亮的。这一闪的时候呢，我就能看见我周围的树和山。尽管那个闪电很短，它时间只有一秒之间，但是呢，它非常亮，亮的足够我可以看到周围的东西。那个闪电马上结束以后，周围又是一片黑暗。Now
when the Lord Jesus comes back again to judge this earth, that's what's going to happen. They will see him. The Bible says every eye will see him. They'll look on him whom they have pierced.
所以那实际上呢，在这个时间跟我那个情况是非常相像的。圣经说，主耶稣基督再来审判这个世界的时候，就会像一道闪电。当那些地上的人能够看见他的时候，马上审判就开始了。
And I think they will say, uh-oh, we're in terrible trouble now. Look at what is happening. The lamb that we killed is coming back for justice.
所以呢，我会想呢，当时地下的人说，哦，我们有大麻烦了，因为我们已经宰杀的那只羔羊，它又回来了。 他要作为审判官来审判整个的地球来了。
All right. Well, that's the story so far about the wonderful rapture of the church and the contrast. When he comes for his church, it's a wonderful day. When he comes to the world in judgment, it'll be a terrible day because they will realize he has come to set things right and they are terribly wrong.
是两个相对的两件事情。第一件呢是主耶稣基督来为他的圣徒，在那个云间，这是一件极其美好的事情。另一个呢，主耶稣基督和我们一同再来是审判这个世界。什么这个世界，这是一个极其可怕的事情。他们当时意识到，他们被宰杀的羔羊是要来纠正地下一切的错误。Okay,
some questions or some comments before we get into chapter 5 now. It's a wonderful theme, and if you've got some questions on it, we should answer them as we go.
因为大家有任何的问题和自己的看法，在我们学习第五章之前，所以呢，这个必须的是一件很美好的事情，但是呢，这个世界上有问题，我们一定要回答。 Linda.
Linda, go ahead.
我就是想问一下，就是我们在空中和主相遇，然后等我们跟他一起再来审判全地，这中间差多久时间？
Okay, so her question is about how long between that the Lord Jesus in the cloud took us, and that the second come, we come with the Lord Jesus to judge the whole world.
And the answer is, we don't know precisely all those details.
答案呢，是我们不是准确的知道所有的细节关于这些。It
would appear that it is at least 7 years.
这里呢，看起来最少有七年。Daniel's
70th week will be 7 years long.
所以呢，但以理的那个七十个州的里面就有七年那么长。The
book of Revelation appears to be 7 years long in its major theme.
所以呢，这个在启示录的主要主题就是在这个主要的主题发生的七年之内。
But it may take a little longer. We're not just precisely sure when that particular 7 year clock starts.
那这个呢，可能要花一点点长一点的时间。我们不能确定的就是这个七年的这个时间的这个钟是从什么时候开始的。
Let's just read chapter 5, the first two verses. And Nicole, we'll get back to you in a minute. Chapter 5 says this, Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
所以我们读一下第五章的第一到三节，他一会儿回答你各个问题。第五章第一节说，弟兄们，论到时候日期不用写信给你们。第二节说，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。 人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。When
will the baby be born is the question.
所以呢，那个孩子什么时候出生，这就是个问题。And
people will say, well, it's about 9 months.
所以呢，人们通常会说要9个月才能出生。
Sometimes the baby comes a little bit early and sometimes the baby comes a little bit late.
有时候呢, 那些孩子有点早出, 早产, 有时候有点,
And so nobody's really sure when those labor pangs are going to come.
因为没有人真的确定在那个时候他会时候。
So we know about the time, but we don't know the precise time. We just know that it's going to be sooner or later, but it's going to be about them. That is, Linda, that's the basic 7 year. We don't know precisely when it starts. We don't even know precisely the day that it's going to end. It's going to be about 7 years, but is it going to be precisely to the day? Yes, according to God's calculation, we just don't know that precise calculation.
那实际上这里真就像我们知道一个大约的时间，我们不知道准确的时间，我们知道什么时候，大概在什么时候，所以我们知道大约就是七年这个样子。所以七年的时候呢，到底这个是什么开始，什么结束，我们现在并不知道。但是呢，神是准确的知道是什么时候的，但是只是说神没有告诉我们，我们知道大概有那么个时间，但是具体的我们不知道。
Nicole。
哦，我有个问题啊，老白帮我翻译一下。
啊，
就是圣经说，人人都是罪人，亏缺了神的荣耀，所以人人都有一死，对吧？死后且有审判。
对。
然后这儿提了的人，他不是就是没死吗？那这个怎么跟这句经文 match 呢？就这个是被提的这个。
Okay, so Nicole basically says that Romans 3:23 and all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And also that is Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 is everybody has to die after death, the judgment.
Yep.
And so her question is how to connect death with this here, because many people are still alive.
Okay, I'm not sure that I see the connection for the question.
So I think she basically concerned about that scripture said that everybody will die, but how to use that scripture for here? Because some Christian, when we captured to the by the Lord, we are still alive if the Lord come today. So we are still alive. Basically, we are not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still having trouble putting it all together. I guess I can say this. That is that we know we can get saved today, but we don't know when the Lord Jesus will take us to heaven. And after that, we won't have the same opportunity. If we have any opportunity, we won't have, people on the earth will not have an opportunity to get saved.
他说的那个意思呢，实际上呢，我们现在在地球上活着的人呢，还有机会得救，如果死了就没有机会得救。So I think her question is like this. Everybody must die.
Yes.
But how come somebody still alive when the rapture happened?
So, this may take a long time, but try it again.
So she think everybody must die.
Yes, right.
But when if the Lord Jesus come today,
yes,
we will be caught to the cloud.
Yes.
So, but in that sense, we didn't die. So how come like this? If scripture said everybody must die.
Oh, all right. All right. Everybody must die. The word die is an interesting word. Death means separation.
每个人死呢，这个死是个很有趣的字。那个死呢，死亡意味着分开分离。
Now in the Old Testament, Enoch didn't die in the usual way, but he was separated from the earth.
所以在旧约里面那个以诺，他并没有按照正常的方式死，但是他确实被分开了和我们。
And so Enoch lived, but when Enoch came to the end of his life, instead of death taking him down to the grave, his separation took him up to be with God. And we are going to be like Enoch. If we don't die, we will go up to be with God. We'll die in the sense we're separated from the world, but we won't be separated into the ground. We'll be separated into heaven.
所以以诺呢，他的死亡方式呢，并不是说是他死下去埋在地，他是被神接去了，接到天堂去了。所以这个呢，死亡在这个世界上它的意义就是分开，从地球上分开。所以如果主现在来，我们被提到空中呢，我们就跟那个以诺一样，也不是说非要埋在地里下去，我们是上去和神永远在一起。
Does that make it clear? Who else has a comment or a question? Sunny.
Sunny.
那现在已经死了的人，主还没有来，也没有把他们提走。那为什么总是说他死了的人是回天家了，是跟神在一起了？说尘归尘，土归土，灵归上帝。那现在神再没有再来，没有把这个死人提走之前，他们的灵魂在哪？是跟神在一起吗？应该也没在坟墓里，他们的灵魂在哪里？
那灵魂是跟神在一起。我问他，反正，So Sandy's question is, now everybody, all the people dead in Christ.So where is the soul now?
Where is the?
The spirit or soul.
Where does the spirit go when you die?
Yeah.
And the answer probably is in the book of Philippians. Let's see if we can find the verse.
答案可能是在腓立比书里面，他在里面找那样的经文。
Paul says, I have a desire.To depart to be with Christ, but to stay with you is far better. And I just having trouble remembering where that verse is. That the answer is that particular verse, Sonny. It says this, that Paul says, I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, but to stay with you is better for you. Therefore, I'm not going to die now. He would like to die and go to be with Christ. So he also has the phrase, and it is, Absent from the body is present with the Lord. So what happens is that when we die in the literal sense, our bodies go to the grave, but our souls and spirits return to God. In the sense that we read in Luke chapter 16 about the rich man and Lazarus who die. The rich man dies, goes to hell. Lazarus dies, and he goes to Abraham's bosom. And he is united with Abraham without the physical body.
实际上呢，他说呢，这个使徒保罗在腓立比书里写的，就是说，他愿意，他其实更愿意，死了，就是说跟他的灵魂跟主在一起，但是呢，现在为了腓立比人的益处呢，更愿意待在这里，跟他们教导。这个说明的意思呢，就是说，保罗如果死了，他的灵魂就跟主在一起。 然后呢，他刚才又举了一个例子，这个例子说那些死了的人以后呢，他们的灵魂呢是很主在一起的。So
that again is at least part of the answer.
他说这是一部分的答案。
Another question, comment.
Yeah, I think somebody used that Acts chapter 7 and verse 55, 50 to 57. It said when the Stephen.
Yes.
Stephen died, he saw the Lord.
Yes.
And in the right hand of the God. But that means if Christian died, their souls went to heaven to be with the Lord.
Yes, that's very good. Yeah.
所以在刚才就是你使徒行传七章五十五节到五十七节里，你可以看看，但是斯蒂凡死的时候，他是看见主耶稣站在神的右边的。
Anything else?
还没其他的问题?
The fact is, we don't know everything about the future. Okay, so what is it God wants us to know about the future? And there are two answers to that, in my opinion. Number one, he wants us to know enough about the future that we are warned and we believe him. We know it's going to be good if we believe. We know it's not going to be good if we don't believe. That's the foundation.
所以呢，实际上呢，他说呢，他的观点就是，实际上我们不可能知道一切所有的事情，但在圣经里呢，神让我们知道的呢，是如果我们相信他，那就是有好事发生；如果我们不相信他，就有不好的事发生。就是我们足够的，神给了足够的知识，让我们理解这一点。So
the other reason, though, that we have prophecy is to prove that God is right. The only way that prophecy can be fulfilled is for God to be behind it.
因为实际上呢，我们他说我们知道神是被证明是对的，我们也要知道神是。 正确的，就是所有的预言最终实现，是因为神在后面来处置。It
is impossible for us to guess about the future accurately.
对我们来说呢，你去猜测，准确的猜测将来，对我们来说是不可能的。Only
God can do that.
只有神可以这么做。
So for you mathematical statisticians, here's a couple of stories. Number one, regarding the birth and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you were to take 8 of the prophecies that were fulfilled in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, the probability that they could be fulfilled without God behind it, just being fulfilled by chance, that probability is very small.
那实际上呢，你如果说在主耶稣基督里面，你拿出8件事，他那个实现了预言的话，这个呢，就是说这种可能性，这种概率它是存在的，只是由于概率，就是概率事件可以发生，但是如果是没有神在后面的话。
And so Peter Stoner, I believe he was a mathematician, a scientist. Peter Stoner took 8 of those prophecies and tried to calculate the probability that each one would come true and then combined them all to find out the total probability that that would happen.
所以呢，实际上呢。 彼得，我认为他是一个数学家，他是一个科学家，他就把那些八件预言提出来，然后把它计算一下，结合起来，算了一下那样的一个概率。In
his book, he shows that the probability, a reasonable probability, would be 1/10 × 17. 10 to the 17th power. 1 chance in 10 to the 17th power.
所以呢，他在他的那个书里呢，他这样的事情发生的实际上是，那个10的17次方分之一的这样一个概率。
And so he said, now, what is 10 to the 17th power? What would that mean?
这个10的17次方的分之一这样的概率是什么？
So he said, well, let's pretend that a man has a big pile of silver dollars.
所以呢，他就呢，想象一下，一个人他有一大堆那个银钱。
And he marks a red X on one of those silver dollars.
因为他把其中的一个银币上呢，用了一个红线画了个叉。And
the pile of silver dollars is very big. It would cover the state of Texas 2 feet deep.
因为这个这么多的钱有多少呢？把德克萨斯州可以有2英尺高，覆盖整个地面。
Then he said, after you take 1 silver dollar, put a red X on it, mix it all up, take all those silver dollars and cover the state of Texas to 2 feet deep. Then you take a blind man and you say to the blind man, you go into Texas and find that silver dollar. You only get 1 try.
因为实际上他说呢，我把这个画了红线的这个银币。 把整个覆盖德克萨斯州2英尺那些币呢，混在一起，然后找个瞎子，让瞎子只有一次机会把那个花叉的银币找出来。What
are the chances of finding that silver dollar?
所以找到那个画了红线的那个银币的概率是多大呢？
But Jesus Christ, when he came, fulfilled all 8 of those prophecies. What's the conclusion? God wrote those prophecies.
所以实际上呢，主耶稣基督来实现了那8个预言的时候呢，得出的结论是什么呢？是神写下的那些预言。In
fact, when the Lord Jesus Christ was here, he didn't just fulfill 8 of those prophecies, he fulfilled over 300 prophecies.
实际上呢，主耶稣基督他在地球上的时候，不光是实现了那8个预言，他实现了几百个，300多个预言。
Was he God?
他是不是神？
Of course, prophecy proves he's God.
当然了，那些预言呢，证明了他是神。
And now quickly, two other statistics that I may have given you recently. One is this. If you were a mathematician and you had to prove something was absolutely impossible, what number would you come up with?
因为这里呢，我再给大家几个统计的那个数据。如果你是一个数学家，你要说一个完全不可能的概率。
The world's mathematicians have said, if you take 1 over 10 to the 50th power, it's absolutely impossible. It will never happen.
所以一个数学家呢，他就说呢，如果你有一个十的五十次方分之一这样的概率，永远不会发生。
And then the same mathematician said, what is the possibility that life was created on the earth by natural forces and life developed from that to the point where there is a human being? What's that probability?
然后他们就说呢，那么在地球上出现生命，这个生命是由偶然的因素出现的，这样的概率是多少？
And they said it's 1 over 2 times 10 to the 10 billion.
这个答案呢是一十的一千亿方一千亿次方的分之一。
All right, I'm not sure whether that's translatable. All I know is this. Evolution cannot happen. Any idiot can look at those numbers and say it cannot happen. If 1 out of 50 can't happen, 2 out of 20 billion can't happen. Prophecy is there to tell us there is a God, to tell us a little bit about what the future holds, but he chooses to let us believe him for all the rest. If we believe him, we get to his blessing. If we don't believe him, we must get his punishment. Only a fool would not believe him. That's what the Bible says. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It's a fool.
实际上呢，这个里面讲到的呢，就是说这个实际上那个进化论它是不可能的。就是任何一个是这个傻瓜，他去看看这个概率，就算是十的五十次方之一都不能发生，那么一千亿分之一呢，那个更不可能发生。那这就证明呢，这个是不可能的进化论，只有说是那些傻瓜才会相信那个。所以他说的意思呢，就是神呢选择我们去相信他，让我们去信他，信了神呢你就能得到赐福，不信神呢你就能得到惩罚。所以呢圣经说呢，愚顽人不相信有神，如果你不相信有神的存在，你就是个愚顽人。
OK, Chapter 5 next week, Lord willing. Children's meeting 3:30. Prayer meeting at 7:30 tonight. Lord bless us. Let's pray.
下个星期第五章，然后3:30是儿童的圣经时间，晚上祷告会。下个星期第五章我们来祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for the fact that your word is true.
主啊，我们非常感恩您的话是真的。
And we thank you that you love us enough to take us to heaven, to be with you and to enjoy you forever.
我们非常感恩您如此的爱我们，把我们带到天上去和您一起享受永恒。
We don't understand the details.
我们不知道细节。
And we certainly don't understand why you would ever love us.
我们这确实是为什么你要爱我们。
But we do say thank you.
我们确实说我们要感谢你。
And we say, Lord, we believe you. Help us to believe you more.
我们说主啊，我们相信你，啊，帮助我们更多的去相信你。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Lord bless us all.
谢谢大家，谢谢。
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you,
Harold.
Thank you,
Harold.
Thank you,
Harold.
Thank you,
Harold. Thank you,
thank you,
Harold.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Harold.
Very good. We'll keep on going.
Yeah. So, see you this evening.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks again. Bye now.
Thank you, Harold. Bye now.